Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicole Smith Jackson, your Power Mentor, and we are going to reawaken your spirit, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that is to build a big business. Now, I, along with special guests here time to time, we're coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and if you haven't done this already, go ahead and share this call with other people. This call gets hot. I'm telling you, I know we push the buttons. We're provoking you to go to the next level in your life, in your business. And, of course, we're changing your thinking because thoughts are things. Whatever you think is creating, is manifesting what you're living now. So what I want you guys to do is make sure that you, the people who are to you, working closest to you, that they're connecting with Power Start Your Day just like you, so that you can start hanging out people who are evenly yoked. Now, they can just dial just like you did into 602-753-1848 or listen online with your smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. Now, we're starting a new series, right? And I love the beginning of a new series. You know, the end is just the beginning. So when we end one series, it's all about what's the next thing. And I can tell you something, it's not really new because everything is interconnected. I just bless God for what he does in my life and even allowing me to just be a vessel to share just a bigger idea of life. And this series is going to awaken us to a whole nother level, saying that big dreams build big businesses. Big dreams build big businesses. Now, we got to go to the Lord on this because most of us in our finite minds, our minds are not stretched. We're not stretching ourselves. We have gotten so comfortable being uncomfortable. And we hang around a lot of people that just tolerate it because they're tolerating it in their own life. And so you come here to Power Start Your Day for 30 minutes a day, but outside of those 30 minutes, you have 23 and a half hours in atmospheres that really don't support most of the time, not everyone, but most of the time, your dreams. And so we got to change that. We got to shift that. We got to now start creating the atmosphere that we can be immersed in living our dreams. It will literally build something big. And that's what God wants to do in you and through you. It's part of his plan. So let's go to him and let's ask him to show us those dreams that we have forgotten, those dreams that we buried. And we're going to find out where have they gone. We're going to find out they're much closer than you thought. So let's go together as we go on this journey on discovering these big dreams. Father God, we come before you. We honor you. We thank you, oh dear Lord, that you are magnificent. You are awesome. We thank you, oh Father God, that you are so big that you can't go anywhere. You're everywhere. But Father God, we ask that you forgive us for the sin of not including you and inviting you in everything that we do. Dear Lord, we honor you on today because you've given us another day to have joy, which means, quote, contentment, happiness, no matter the circumstance. And that joy will propel us to do things that we've never done. this day that you've given us, another miracle. As we get closer to you, we are acknowledging these miracles, opportunities to do more than we've ever done. Father God, we ask to circumcise our hearts that we may get down to the true self, to what you truly planned for us before we were formed in our mother's womb. We know that because you're a big God, you planned something big for us, and we want to walk into that plan. But we know that there are things that we should do because you've already done everything. You've already given us everything. So as we come closer to you, we're thanking you right now that you're unlocking those mysteries, that we'll start manifesting those big, big, big exploits in your name. Dear Lord, as we're coming humbly but boldly before your throne, helping us to understand the power of meekness, to understand that does not mean weak, but all of these good things come from you. So as we decrease and you increase, we're thanking you that you're giving us partaking. We're allowed to partake in your riches and your glory because everything is yours in this world and the fullness thereof. So we're thanking you right now that you're giving us the desires of our heart. Let our desires come from a pure heart and clean hands, not for our own glory, but for yours. We cover and we seal this prayer in the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So, we're starting this series on dreams. Why? Because most people are living nightmares. We've been there so long that we think that that's all there is. So much so that we don't have the mojo to do big things. Quitting has become a way of life. Mediocrity has become our appetite. And so when we start talking about dreams, let's first discuss what does Merriam-Webster say a dream is. There are a few different connotations, and to me, they contradict themselves, and that's what's happening in the world we live in. That's why God said we cannot be of this world, although we're in it. And I need you guys to understand that after I give the whole definition of what a dream is, we're going to go to Psalms 20 and 4 as our scripture. So we'll go there. You can turn there. You are in places where you can pull and open up your Bible and you can read along with us, and or you go back. But let's talk about this definition of a dream. It says a series of thoughts, images, or emotions occurring during sleep. A series of thoughts, images, or emotions occurring during sleep. How many people know that we, many of us, are sleepwalking? Even this definition gives us the idea that dreams are not real. And I need you guys to understand that whatever the mind can conceive, you can achieve. If you thought it, no matter how grand it is, that's something you can achieve. If you thought it, no matter how bad it is, that's what you will achieve. The world we really live in is in our mind. That's why we have to surrender our mind to the kingdom. Or you'll keep being in a rat race. This is where people, this is the place. This is the place of covetousness. And in case you're talking about that, wanting what other people have, not thinking that your dream is big enough, good enough for you. This is where the competition comes in. Where you're not even playing the main character in your dream, you jumping in everybody else's movie. This is where your mind starts playing tricks on you. Where you start even despising people who do better than you. I need you guys to understand that doesn't it seem like and for those, now listen, the greatest thing is that you're on the other side here, so you get to deal with you and God, right? I'm just delivering whatever message God tells me. So if you're one of those people that when you see other people get successful, some kind of tinge of green energy comes upon you, I need you guys to understand that's the reason why you got to meditate on the things of God, because that same thing is what will always keep you 2-3 steps behind that person who's doing well. Sometimes 10 steps. Because whatever the mind can conceive is what you'll achieve. You can never become that which you hate. But what the dream says is a series of thoughts, images, emotions. It's dealing with all of your sensory occurring during sleep. But then now there's another one that says it's about visionary, the creation of the imagination. These are the pictures, the visions that you can create of yourself, your true self. You can literally see yourself at the top, see yourself going and collecting, you know, awards. You can see yourself with a big team. You can see yourself in a big house, see yourself driving a car, but you just can't see it. You got to hear it. You got to feel it. And it starts becoming your reality. That's why vision boards alone, I'm going to do a video later on this week on that. Vision boards alone don't work. You're talking about the secret? It's in here. And I'm about to lay it out. It's in the Bible. The mysteries are not mysteries if you become close to the one who created it all. So I need you guys to understand this right here. It's a strongly desired goal or purpose, a dream. A strongly desired goal or purpose. What are you desiring? This leads us to our scripture, Psalms 20:4, and it says, may he grant you according to your heart's desire and fulfill all your purpose. May he grant you according to your heart's desire and fulfill all your purpose. I want to go to the New International Version of that and the NIV, and it says, may he give you the desire of your heart, not somebody else's heart. May he give you the desire of your heart and make all your plans succeed. Big dreams build big. Now, many people will hear this cliche that says a certain person may have what it takes to succeed. And I want us to break that down a little bit, because some people say you don't have what it takes. But no one could ever tell you that you don't have what it takes, but you can tell yourself that you don't have what it takes. I need you to hear this. Someone's opinion of you has absolutely nothing to do with your purpose or even your potential. Someone's opinion of you has nothing to do with your purpose or your potential. And I'm just going to ask you guys kindly that if you use what you hear at Power Start Your Day, that you have to give credit back to the author. I'm going to tell you guys this, and I'm not saying it because it's me. I'm saying get in the habit of operating at the highest level of integrity, because what that's saying is that you now have some things on the inside of you that even if you can connotate what someone else says, just add a commentary on what it meant to you, it becomes authentic. Authenticity is basically telling God, thank you. I am so glad you created me as me. Then that's where the Holy Spirit begins to flow through you like a river. Now, what I need you guys to understand, when I say this, that someone's opinion of you has nothing to do with your purpose or your potential, if you buy in or you believe what someone says about you, but then that becomes the truth. Now, when we start talking about what does it take, This scripture just told you what it takes to do big things. You have to have a desire. You have to have an appetite for abundance. Most people don't have the appetite for big things. They say, I'm full. I'm full. I'm good. You ever heard people say that? I'm good. I don't need all that. I'm good. You're now laying out to God the desires of your heart that I don't need all that. So when you start coming down and start laying out those blessings, he can only give it to you according to the level of where you are. So while you keep saying, why do I keep watching everybody else and I'm doing the work and you're not seeing it, your desire is not strong enough. Because when we start talking about dreams, it didn't say that it's only something you see. It also said your emotion. So your emotion toward growth and toward abundance is not strong enough. So the only thing that God can deliver is where you are, at the level at where you are. That's the reason why we're building our businesses. In our company, we just ended a month, a volume month, and there was a consistent theme amongst the people who desired to win that even down to the wire, they were still pushing to win. And then there was another group that had no desire to win, that they threw in the towel so early. They don't have an appetite for abundance. We have to understand this. For those who are believers, you got to ask yourself, whose report are you really believing? The word says that Jesus died that we may have abundance, more than enough, overflow. And that whole ordeal that he had to go through, he didn't just die, the crucifixion, all that he had to go through so that we may have an abundant life. And you think you don't have to go through to take your spot at the top? You think that you have permission to stop midway? Guys, we got to step it up a notch. The appetite for abundance must increase in order for us to build big business. If your appetite is strong enough, you're going to keep going until you see, let the buzzer go off on you. You don't call it quits. I need you guys to hear me real quick. I need you to hear me. What it really takes to do big things, big dreams, big desires, where you can see it, you can feel it, you can taste it, you can hear it. Whatever you're seeing, feeling, tasting, and hearing is what you are experiencing. I don't know how much more plain to give it to you. When you start thinking you're not good enough, you keep thinking that the success lies in someone else. Instead of on the inside of you, guess what happens? You're always seeing someone else going to the top. Until you start seeing yourself, feeling it, hearing it, tasting it. There's nothing your upline can do with you because God said ain't nothing he could do with you until you desire it for yourself. I got to open up the lines for a moment. Y'all come on in. I need to hear, do you feel me? Are you getting this? This is going to be a hot topic because as we start going through creating that vision, and I want you to start creating the imagery around that vision, and start feeling it, hearing it, seeing it. It's not good enough to be a dead collage of photos on your wall. Some of you guys haven't even gotten that far. It's not good enough to just only have an affirmation. It's when you say that affirmation, what does it ignite in you? It takes energy. Energy are emotions. And we are creating it. Do you guys understand the whole world was formed by the Word? And the Word was with God. We're talking about in the book of John. Go to John 1. You guys have to understand the power that you have as believers, because some of us are so lukewarm, we're afraid to even act like believers in public. But now, guess what? God said, I can only give it to you according to your desire. He said, but I see other people succeed in that. They're not acting like God. I don't know if you guys even know God enough to say how God acts, because most believers don't act like God. They're afraid to pursue big things, and we serve a big God. They're afraid to go down to the wire. They're afraid to sacrifice. They're afraid to truly dream big. That's the reason why God said don't ever become self-righteous. Because I found some of the ones who feel like they know everything about God, but they don't look nothing like God. What we got to do is start playing the main character in our own dreams. What's what God to do? Let's open up these lines. Good morning. Good morning. It's going to be hot today. Okay, we see some new folks. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning to you, 478, last 40316.
Hello, Nicola. Hello. Good morning, guys. This is Tiffany from Milledgeville. Oh, my goodness, Nicola, dreams. This is going to be a hot series. I can already tell. So about 10 years ago, I found the secret, and I started to practice. I started to practice different things, and I started to come into my religion, well, my spirituality, more so than my religion, because I was traveled, and I travel all around the world. And I found that even doing the vision boards, you know, we've been creating vision boards for years. We created vision boards in kindergarten when your teacher would pass out the books and magazines, and you would actually have to find pictures and post pictures or things you like. What do you like? What do you like? You know, what do you want to be when you grow up? And so I started to realize, you know, I had all these different things coming into my presence, but something was missing. Something was missing, and now just hearing you speak, I'm realizing it's the people around me, it's the company that I keep. It is so hard for someone else to understand what my dreams are, because once you tell people what your dreams are, they can't understand that, because that's not their dreams. And being in a small town and living in a small area, people are really, like, people really think that I'm crazy. People really think that I'm crazy. And I've been on this journey for, oh, my God, I've been on this journey for a long time now. And even just finding FES, I manifest FES through my laws of attraction and the things that I would say and want to do. I want more freedom. I want to have abundance of life. I want financial independence, all these things. And Cassandra Moody, I keep going back to Cassandra Brown Moody. She walked into my place of business, and she said, hey, who do you know with less than perfect credit? And so this is not just a job for me. This is part of my dream. I understand that FES is a part of my dream. It's everything that I envision. So I'm excited about this series. I'm excited about listening, you know, to what you have to say and putting things in action and in motion.
Absolutely, Tiffany. Thank you so much, because you touched on some things and that's like even later down in the series. Excuse me. Later down in the series for you guys to understand that yes, the environment has everything to do. You got to set the stage for dreams to come true. Set the stage for dreams to come true. And the set that most people are on is contradictory to their dream. This is where you start tricking yourself to where you think that you can get everything you need to be successful without investment. You think that you can get everything you need to be successful sitting on your couch instead of getting out there. You heard Tiffany set out. Cassandra Moody walked into her office. Cassandra Moody is pursuing her dreams. We'll start talking about these things, about pursuit. You have to go after it. I see people sit down on couches and sit down. You're waiting on your dream to come to you versus you go after your dream. You're waiting on your upline to call you instead of you pursuing the person who has what you need. You're waiting on the training to fall in your lap instead of you getting out there and investing and going into training and doing what you need to do. And enough. Eric Thomas says a powerful, powerful, powerful thing. He says, until you want to succeed as bad as you want to be, then you will be successful. So when Tiffany is saying people think she's crazy, don't worry about it. People think I'm crazy too. And I am. I'm crazy about big, big things because I serve a big God. Yes. Yes, that means that that's passion. Most of you guys are not. You're sleepwalking, sleepwalking. Good morning. Good morning. I'm going right here. 813, last 4, 1293. 813, 1293. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Nicole. It is Brittany Green out of Tampa, Florida.
Hey, Brittany.
How are you this morning?
I'm amazing. I'm amazing. How are you?
I am pumped. I literally prayed that you called on me this morning because something literally, this series is going to be amazing. When I say success woke me up out of my sleep at 5 this morning, I have a pen and a paper next to my bed so that if I see anything in my dreams or just in my thoughts that I have these emotions, I'm able to write them down immediately. And it is true. You literally, when you want to succeed so bad, you will position yourself to be around and just surround yourself with people that want the success as bad as you. And that's all I want for my team. That's all I want for everyone around me. And I pray that they are on this call, because I won't chase, but I pray that they are on this call and they are listening to this series, because it is the most powerful thing. We were one of the ones on Saturday night plugging in until the last hour. No reason to throw the towel in, because with God, anything is possible. And I just thank you so much for this series.
You are so, so welcome. I'm telling you right now, you know, that deal of wanting it as bad as you want to breathe. Can you imagine when you're choking if you didn't have air? And that's what most people are living. They're living suffocated by their circumstances, suffocated by their circumstances. They can't even move. They can't even move. We got to build up upon this spiritual foundation. It ain't about how much you can risk. It's about how much can you implement. How much of that word can you put into action? It's called the living word. It ain't dead word. It's the living word. It's supposed to bring life. You as a person with the Holy Spirit living on the inside of you, supposed to be bringing life to other people. So if you dead in your circumstances and you always talk about, woe is me, and you're always looking at it, you're suffocating, you're looking to see, what is somebody going to do for me to make me successful? That ain't God. We got to stop it. We got to start saying and acting like the likeness of the image of God. Let's think about this, family and friends. Let's think about this. Let's think about this for a moment. If you were having a real conversation with God and he talks back, because he does, some people's spiritual hearing is clogged at this time, but we're going to be opening you up. It's okay about where you are. That has nothing to do with where you're going. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Nothing to do with it. I am 100% clear about that. Now believe it to you, for you, until you start believing it for yourself. I need you guys to understand this. If you knew that God was watching you 24/7, now where does he have to go? He has nothing else to do. He did it all already. From the beginning to the end, it's already done in his book. We read it, the ones who read it every day. It's done. Genesis to Revelation, it's already finished. Did you guys remember the last word of the it? Finished. So it's already done. So now we're living in something that's already been done for us. Oh, hallelujah. We're living in something that's already done for us. And we're still trying to figure out something that's already been figured out. He's omniscient. He already knows everything. So why are we trying to figure out stuff and we can just go to him and he can just reveal to us through his Holy Spirit what it is he wants us to do? That's what I do. You guys say, will she come up with all of this stuff? I don't. Hello? I give the credit where it's due. I'm not going to act like I'm an Einstein, because I'm not. I don't even know Einstein that well. I could just know only what they said about him. But I do know Jesus. And nobody going to shut me up. How about this? Let's go to another call. Let's go to another caller here. Good morning. 404-980-3366.
Good morning. This is Michelle in Atlanta. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can. Good morning.
Okay, awesome. I know this is going to be an amazing series. I have to get in court here in a second, but I just wanted to say this, that, you know, I'm definitely ignited, Nicola. I see it. I feel it. I envision it. You know, as a matter of fact, when I started in April, I wrote on my mirror all my goals for 2017 and all my goals for 2018. And, you know, even this past Saturday night, we were up to like 2:45 pushing, and I was over the volume. It's just was trying to get two of my team members to their promotion. But I tell you, we didn't make it. I was a little disheartened, but that's okay because I have cast a big vision. I serve a big God. I know I'm going to the top in this business. You know, 3 weeks ago, God gave me this acronym, FIRE. Financially independent, retire early. I've always said by age 40, I was going to retire. People have always thought I was insanely crazy. But I tell you, when I know God gave me FES to push me into my the dream that I've been dreaming since I was a high schooler, this is the avenue. This is the vehicle. I'm like super stoked about this series. And when I tell you, I can scream right now, but because I'm at work, I can't, and I got to get in court. But I tell you, I am so grateful for you, your leadership. I mean, you are a fire starter. And so I just really thank God, you know, I'm ignited. We're not stopping. We're not stopping till we get to the top.
That's
given.
Right. Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you so much, Michelle. Let me tell you guys something. Sometimes God needs you to simmer a little bit longer. Always go back. Whatever God has ever done or not done in my time frame, I always go back and say, what did you want me to see? Where was it? I'm going to tell you this, and I'm going to close out because we got so much to talk about. And I'm going to tell you one thing, Michelle. There was sometimes when God said, you're not ready. He had to empty me out. There was a time when I filled up with so much of what I didn't want in my life that he had to empty it out. Then I became selfish, saying it's not about me. So then now, so many more things, I stopped taking it personal and started saying it was about my Father's business. After a moment, we have to have a distaste for anything that does not fall within the principles and the laws of God. When that starts happening, it takes a while. Fasting, prayer. There's times I've gone on 40-day sabbaticals. I mean, miracles happen. People say, I'm not crazy enough for God to even sacrifice those types of things. I don't have that much willpower. That's our soul that's fighting against success. People will tell you it comes from every other place. I see so many people with false success. Behind the curtain, that's not even the real thing of what they're putting out on front. When we start having unadulterated, pure heart, clean hands, and building up people, money is going to chase you down because it's just a byproduct of your heart. You pull back, some people act like they're making money, you get down to the bottom, ain't no money. It's all about creating facades and smoke screens. And imagery lies deep down on insecurities. We got to get rid of all that. God remove all that stuff to where I don't get shame about nothing. Because he already stripped me all the way down. I wake up every day knowing exactly why I'm waking up. When we start all doing that, watch what God can do with you, in you, and through you. Guys, have a blessed day. Dreams, we're going to have some fun with this one. Bless you.